Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us for our lesson today. Now, what movies are you looking forward to seeing this month? Do you like action movies, dramas, horror films, comedies? Well, the title of today's lesson is Movies for the Holidays. So, today we'll learn about three different movies from our lesson, and they seem kind of interesting. The first is called Allied. And then, of course, we have Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And finally, Moana. Moana. What's that all about? Well, it looks kind of interesting, too. Friends, we have a lot to talk about, so open up your magazine and let's begin.
Movies for the holidays. What's coming soon to a theater near you? When you see a movie, do you like to laugh or be scared? Or do you like to feel your heart beat with excitement? Movies give you all those feelings and more. The film Allied will have you on the edge of your seat. The story takes place in 1942 during World War II. A French-Canadian spy falls in love with a French agent and marries her. But later, he hears she may be a Nazi spy. He decides to find out.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 spy 这个名词。Spy 是指间谍或密探。例如 ，This general turned out to be a spy who had been passing secrets to the enemy for many years. 这位将军结果是一个间谍，多年来都在泄露情报给敌方。Spy 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式和过去分词都要去掉字尾的 y， 再加上 ied。如果要说明替哪边工作的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，The secret agent spied for Russia for more than 15 years。这位情报员为苏联当了超过15年的间谍。继续我们看的是 Nazi 这个字，注意 z 在这里是发的音念成 Nazi。Nazi 当名词的时候，如果前面加上定冠词的。The Nazi 是指纳粹党员或者是纳粹分子。例如 ,The Nazis occupied Paris during World War II. 纳粹党在第二次世界大战时占领了巴黎。Nazi 在今天的课文中是当形容词，意思是指纳粹党的。例如 ,The memoir was written by a former Nazi officer. 这本记忆录是由一位前纳粹军官所写的。
All right, thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca and I were just talking about several different movies. Our lesson is about movies for the holidays, which makes us think about Christmas movies. Of course, It's a Wonderful Life is a fun Christmas movie. It was made several decades ago, but I think that you should find some time to watch it.
Ooh, I definitely like that movie. As a matter of fact, Gabe, growing up,We had to watch that movie every single year. My dad really liked the message, or he likes the message in that movie, and so that was a movie we watched every year. At the time, I didn't really like the movie. Oh, I was kind of annoyed.
That's why you said you had to watch it?
We had to watch it. The movie's in black and white. But actually, it's a really good movie.
Well, friends, if you don't really want to do something, you might say, oh, we had to do something.Or if you really wanted to do something, you would say, we got to do something. I got to watch the movie when I was a kid, and I loved it.
And of course, as a kid, I had to watch the movie. But now as an adult, I love when I have the opportunity to watch that movie. Well, anyway, speaking about movies, let's get into our lesson, which is called Movies for the Holidays.Now, this might surprise you, but some of these movies that we're going to be talking about are actually not holiday or Christmas movies.
Right. Actually, there are many different kinds of movies that happen to be coming out during this holiday season, okay? So what's coming soon to a theater near you? Well, we're going to learn about three today. when you see a movie, do you like to laugh or be scared? Rebecca, when you see a movie, do you like to laugh or be scared?
That is such a funny question.
What?
I mean, who wants to go to a movie to be scared? Seriously.
I do.
You do, Gabe?
Yeah, sometimes.
You like to go to a theater?
Yeah.
To be scared?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I think that's why people like scary movies, because they like that feeling of being scared sometimes. But I also like to go to a movie to laugh.
Yes, and you know something, Gabe? We call those type of movies, movies that make you laugh, a comedy.
Ah, yes. Comedies. Everyone loves comedies, or at least most people like comedies, because they do make you laugh. Of course, usually a good comedy will also be a very good story with a very good message, but it's a message with a story that makes you feel good and leaves you with a lot of laughs.
Have you ever seen the movie Princess Diaries?
What?
Oh, I love that movie, Princess Diaries. It makes me laugh every single time I watch it. It's a pretty good comedy.
Yeah, I was thinking of Dumb and Dumber. That's a pretty good comedy. That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a pretty dumb movie.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is Dumb and Dumber. Actually, Gabe, I've never seen that movie.
Well.
And I've never wanted to.
I don't know if you would like it, but I think it's funny. See, everyone's taste is a little bit different. Friends, you might like comedies, or maybe you like horror films. Or some people call them horror movies.
Mm.
And these are the movies that make you afraid.
I do not like horror movies. I actually have nightmares.
Yeah.
When I watch a horror movie, that means I'll go to bed at night and I will just keep thinking and thinking and thinking about all the scary things and scary people in a horror film. Not a good situation for me.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the point sometimes when people are making horror films. They want people to have nightmares and be afraid at night. Well, friends, what kind of movies do you like? Comedies, horror films, action, drama, we read here? Or do you like to feel your heart beat with excitement? Well, if I wanted to feel my heart beat with excitement, I would probably go see an action movie.
Ooh, action movies are definitely the type that will make your heart beat. Movies give you all those feelings and more. The film Allied will have you on the edge of your seat. Now let's talk about that phrase, on the edge of your seat. Wait, does that mean that you're actually sitting on the edge of your seat like that?
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it could, because a movie that is really exciting will have you leaning forward. Maybe you're eating your popcorn and you want to know what's happening next in the movie. And so you're not relaxing in your chair. If you're on the edge of your seat, you want to know what's going to happen next. So you could be sitting actually in a seat, or you could just use this phrase to say that you are wanting to know what is happening next.
And, of course, our lesson says that Allied, the film Allied, will keep you on the edge of your seat. The story takes place in 1942 during World War II. Wow, that sounds exciting right there. A French-Canadian spy falls in love with a French agent and marries her. But later he hears she may be a Nazi spy. He decides to find out. I just might want to see that movie.
Ooh, how exciting. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud as they share more about World War II.
During World War II, the Germans had their famous Enigma machine, which made it extremely difficult for the Allies to guess what the German army or navy was going to do next.
In the Pacific Theater, the American Army employed the services of the Navajo Indians to code and decode top secret messages using the Navajo language.
Although many English words couldn't be expressed by a corresponding Navajo word, substitutions were easily made. For example, for the word submarine, they used the code word whale. For fighter plane, the word hummingbird was used.
Another way code was created was by assigning a Navajo word to represent each letter of the English alphabet. For instance, the Navajo word Belsana represented the letter A because Belsana means apple, and apple begins with the letter A.
After a coded message was received, it was quickly translated from Navajo into English. Then the decoders would take the first letter of each word to spell out the message.
Right. An enemy trying to decode the messages would need to know both the Navajo words and their meaning in English. And since there were no Navajo English dictionaries available at the time, cracking the code was virtually impossible.
在二次世界大战, 英国破解了德国的 Enigma Machine 密码机, 而美国呢, 也在 Pacific Theater 太平洋战场, 采用 Navajo Language 来编制军事密码。 Navajo 是美洲的纳瓦霍原住民族, 因为他们的语言, 外族的人听不懂, 所以美军就征召了一些纳瓦霍人入伍, 请他们用他们的语言编制可靠的军事密码。 Navajo Language 当然不会有 描写现代军事设备的词汇, 因此呢, 他们就使用一些比喻的说法和拟声字, 像 submarine, 潜水艇, 就采用 Navajo的鲸鱼来表示, fighter plane, 战斗机, 就用蜂鸟这个字来表示, 一直到战争结束, 日本人始终都无法 crack the code, 破解密码。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次明天见。
Oh, hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about movies for the holidays. What kinds of movies do you like? Comedies? Horror films? Action movies? Do you like movies that you can just sit back and relax to watch? Or do you enjoy exciting movies that keep you on the edge of your seat? We learned about a movie called Allied, which will keep you on the edge of your seat. Well, friends, sit back and relax, and enjoy the next section of our lesson for today.
Movies for the holidays. Harry Potter fans can't wait for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. In the film, audiences will meet another member of the Harry Potter world, Newt Scamander. He arrives in 1920s New York City with a suitcase full of magical creatures. They escape, and he must try and find them. In Moana, an animated action-adventure, a teenage girl sails the Pacific Ocean in search of a fabled island. She gets help from a variety of interesting characters.
OK, 接下来我们看 animated 这个形容词 animated 原来是 animate 使栩栩如生这个动词的过去分词在这里当形容词意思是动画的例如 The Little Mermaid is my niece's favorite animated film 小美人鱼是我外甥女最喜欢的动画片 animated 也指兴致勃勃的或者是充满朝气的例如 We had an animated discussion about last night's football game during our lunch break 我们午休的时候对于昨晚的足球赛有一番热烈的讨论。这我们看的是 fabled 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 fable f a b l e 寓言故事这个名词，所以 fabled 是指传奇的，或者是虚构的，或者是很有名的。例如 The setting of the movie was a fabled country， 这部电影的背景是一个虚构的国家，或者是 The fabled Robert De Niro starred in the comedy。 非常有名的劳勃迪尼诺担任这部喜剧的主角，或者是 You must try the fabled roast beef of this restaurant. 你一定要尝尝这家餐厅传说中的烤牛肉。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Okay, so we've already talked about one of the films. We talked about the film Allied. Well, let's continue with our lesson to find out about some of the other films that are going to be coming out this holiday season. We read, Harry Potter fans can't wait for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Gabe, do you consider yourself a Harry Potter fan?
No, not really. You know, I do enjoy some of the Harry Potter films, but I've never read the books. But I am interested in this film because I'm interested in this new character. Of course, in all of the Harry Potter films, we are joining Harry Potter and his friends. But now we're going to meet a different character from the Harry Potter world. And we read about that here in the film. Audiences will meet another member of the Harry Potter world, Newt Scamander. Okay.
That is quite a name.
Yes.
Newt Scamander.
And you know who he's played by? Eddie Redmayne, whom we learned about last month. He's an amazing actor. And this is not a picture of the actor Eddie Redmayne. No. This is a picture of a newt. We figured we should probably talk about what a newt is.
Okay, so a newt is part of the lizard family or the salamander family?
Yeah, amphibians. That,
yeah.
Right, actually newts and salamanders are very similar. Newts are part of the salamander family. And why are we talking about salamanders as well? Well, because this guy's name is Newt Scamander. And friends, I think that our author is kind of having fun with the words newt and salamander when she created this character, Newt Scamander. So, again, another picture. This is not the character. This is not Eddie Redmayne. These are two different kinds of animals, newts and salamanders. Now, this is Eddie Redmayne. This is the character you will find in this movie.
Okay, so thank you so much for that discussion on newts and salamanders.
Now we know.
Now we know. Yeah. And friends, now you know as well. So practice using those words in English, of course. So back to this movie. We read, he arrives in 1920s New York City with a suitcase full of magical creatures. They escape, and he must try and find them. So, Gabe, this is the movie that you're really interested in seeing.
Well, I'm interested in seeing it because of Eddie Redmayne. He's a great actor, and I think he will give a great performance. Now, in this movie, we're finding out about these beasts, these magical creatures, right? And it looks in this picture like he is already searching for these creatures. And they escape. He must try to find them. And that kind of makes me think of wild goose chases. Sometimes we go looking for something and maybe it's impossible to find. We might call that a wild goose chase.
For example, after wandering in the woods for over 5 hours, I finally realized that I was on a wild goose chase. I wasn't actually out to find anything. I was just wandering in the woods. Have your friends ever sent you on a wild goose chase?
Oh, you mean, did that happen to you, Rebecca? Your friends told you to go look for something in the woods?
Well, actually, it wasn't my friends. It was my brothers.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I like your brothers.
Right. Uh-huh. My brothers told me, hey, Rebecca, you need to go find, I forgot what the item was, but they told me I needed to go find something. So I went looking for it. Come to find, I was on a wild goose chase. It didn't exist.
Okay, well, if you're on a wild goose chase, friends, it doesn't mean you're actually going out to chase geese. No, it's just you're looking for something and you're probably not going to find it. Or we're not sure if you're going to find it. And you can use this phrase to talk about other things as well. For example, many people have been trying to find a cure for cancer. I believe and I hope that one day we will. Some people think this is a wild goose chase. Maybe we won't find a cure for cancer.
Well, Newt Scamander, as we already learned, has a suitcase full of these magical creatures, and these magical creatures escape, and he must find them. I wonder if he's going to find them. Well, I guess you're just going to have to watch the movie to find out. But let's move on to this next movie, Moana. That's an animated action-adventure. A teenage girl sails the Pacific Ocean in search of a fabled island.
Okay, so she's not looking for a real island. If something is fabled, well, it's probably not real. Or at least she's heard about it in stories and she's going to see if it is real. For example, another fabled thing would be the Easter Bunny. Everyone's heard of the Easter Bunny, but is it a real thing? Of course not. Well, Moana does look like a fun movie. Friends, we have more movies to talk about next time, but for right now, it's time for the SC Challenge! We are here with Simon Stops, who is a teacher, writer, and editor here at Studio Classroom. How do you like all those titles, Simon?
I like them a lot, and it's a real pleasure to be here.
Very good. I'm glad you're here. Do you know what question I'm going to ask you?
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, good. Our lesson is about holiday movies. Of course, we have lessons like this every once in a while. I'm just curious, what is one of your favorite movies? Or what's a movie that you think that everybody should see?
Can I have a different question?
You don't like that question?
I actually
don't like movies.
I can't think of a single holiday movie.
Even in the past?
Yeah, not even Christmas ones. I'm trying to think
about,
of like...
It's a Wonderful Life.
I was never a big fan of that movie.
Oh, man, I don't like
but
that movie.
But there was one, you know, it's the one with the kid with the BB gun who shoots his eye out.
Christmas Story. It's called The Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. My favorite holiday movie.
That's a pretty good one. You know, there's one coming out with Eddie Redmayne, and it takes place in the Harry Potter universe. And there's also one coming out kind of having to do with World War II. I'm curious, if you were to be in a movie... Which would you prefer, to be in the World War II setting or in the Harry Potter universe?
I would definitely pick the World War II movie.
Why?
It's not that I have anything against Harry Potter. It's just that Harry Potter's been going on a really long time.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of movies, and I'm ready to try something new.
But there's been a lot of movies about World War II. Isn't it time that they just ended?
Yeah, but not Christmas movies about World War II. That's a totally different thing.
Well, I don't know if this is a Christmas movie about World War II, but I do like that answer. I appreciate your time, Simon. And friends, how would you answer both of those questions? We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
I'm growing to enjoy mistakes.
Four, 3, 2.
Well, I really enjoyed learning about today's movies, but I like movies about space, don't you?
Well then, Gabe, you're going to love tomorrow's lesson. Friends, make sure you join us tomorrow as we continue talking about movies right here on
Studio Classroom.